to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey man, I'm telling you, the chillers are going to be the death of us.
Why, man?
I forgot my ring, so I had to make in provisions now. Because I know they're going to have me in the comments. Where's the ring?
So what, you remove it like when you sleep, when you shower? When do you get to remove it?
Usually when I'm about to sleep, because it's tight. The one I have is very tight.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have one that's not tight. So usually before I sleep, I put it like on the side of my bed. But I forgot it today.
But don't you have a couple of them?
Yeah, but they're all at home.
Ah, Lord of the Rings. How many do you have?
Only like three.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So how do you get to three?
Because I was trying to find the right size.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So the one that I got, the first one was bigger, and this one was smaller, and then another one is also a bit bigger. So it's just about finding sizes.
I don't understand. Like, do you buy them and then they deliver them? Don't you try them first, then you realize, okay,
yeah,
it's too tight?
I tried it at the shop, and then I realized it's too tight, like, after a while, like, after a few hours. And then the other one I realized is too big after a while, you know?
Why did you return them?
Yeah, probably just that.
Yeah.
I think Mac is one of those, they buy things out of excitement and like, yeah, it's perfect. And then you get home, you're like, actually, this thing doesn't fit.
Dude, I wanted to ask you, don't you hate it when people, when you WhatsApp something,
like
when you WhatsApp someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they take your message that you WhatsApp them and they post it as your story without your consent?
It depends what they're posting. Like if I'm clowning someone, or if it's a joke, yeah, but if it's personal, then of course it's a problem. But even if, no, it depends on the context.
Ah, bro, I hate that shit, dog. I hate that shit. Why do that, bro?
Who did what?
No, people do it all the time. Like every time I send someone a message, jiggy, it's on the status.
But with your name showing?
Yes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You know what I mean? It's like to show I know Meg G. So what? Who the fuck cares?
Oh, yeah. That's why you mustn't answer video calls at 10, 1 o'clock in the morning. They are only for that purpose. Ah, then that's fucked up. If they're showing your name, especially because now people know that you're talking about this, unless it's sensitive. But if it's just jokes or banter, it's fine.
But it's a private message for a reason. Why would you share in your status without even my consent? At least ask me, hey, Poison, can I share this on my status? And I'm cool with it, you know?
Yeah.
But just randomly, you're going through people's statuses.
Okay, but what is it? Like, what did you say? Now I'm curious.
No, I didn't say anything like foul or anything, but I'm just saying like WhatsApp etiquette. You know, we need to have WhatsApp etiquette.
Yeah, people are weird, man. They all want to show that they know someone
exactly.
famous.
Exactly, that's the
it's
only
like
reason
name dropping
doing,
without dropping a name.
Yeah, like
it's
what the fuck are you going to do that, man?
Yeah, nah, yeah. That's fucked up, man.
Anyway, here we are. In Nobody Man, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Soliano is here, Tabla is here, Ghost Lady is here. Were you stuck in the snow? Because you were driving on the N3, were you not?
No, luckily, actually, we left for Durban Saturday morning, guys. And we were unaware of the havoc, what was happening. Shame. Until someone called us and said, yo, guys, just to warn you, something is up. Like, they by Harry Smith, is it, like the Farinians passing. Pass, that's just
Farinians.
Yeah. Pass. So, and yeah. So we actually ended up going, we went to Durban via, we went to Newcastle, Dundee, Greytown, Peter Murray.
So you guys took
it took us like 12 hours though.
So you took another route?
Yes. Literally.
Wait, man, don't you go to Durban like every other month? Why couldn't you just go home? Like, did you have to be in Durban? Was it like a funeral?
No. It wasn't. It wasn't like that.
12
actually,
hours.
We just decided to take the, like we promised, we booked that site for the long weekend.
Oh,
remember, it was also the long weekend.
For
my son. And we're like, okay, let's just spoil the kids. Let's just them enjoy some.
And it's a road trip.
Yeah.
Right,
how were the roads? They were crazy, ne?
Yeah, it was crazy. Even that other route, at some point, we got a bit concerned. Because even like through Newcastle and Dundee, it was like, also like, just like snow, guys. Like literally snowing. So it was a bit of like an experience. Very nice. We stopped, built a little snowman. Kids got excited. Yes. Wow, but then continued with the journey. So luckily, we made it.
Bro, it sucks. We never get the snow, man. We never get the snow in Joburg, dog.
I'm happy without the snow. You want snow?
Yeah, man. You got to have that picture. The one that Ghost Lady took, man. Yeah.
Nah, South Africans make the ugliest snowmen. Like, let's see a snowman. Let's see a snowman. That's the ugliest, scariest shit. It traumatizes kids. Ah, let's be real, man. I don't know what's wrong with... We make... Even when we got enough snow, because before, I wanted to force the snowman. But we had enough snow for a proper snowman, but... Ambashile, like, you know... Uvalama pogoto, uvalama snowman, also South Africa. Apuzingutu, apatula mafonu. Ah, fuck, you know. So that snowman's ugly, man.
Because I want that picture with my kids in the snow. Yay. And then when they grow up, I'll be like, we're in Switzerland here.
Yeah. You can do a Newcastle. That's what we'll tell them.
I hate the cold, man. I'd rather pass on all those memories, bro. Nah. I fucking hate the cold. Nah, I'm good.
No, but it's fine if you're passing through. I think it was lucky for us. We're just passing through. It wasn't that we were stuck, like what happened to Andy Shamsen Silly. Like shame, so the people who actually got stuck and they were sitting there in the snow for like 2 days, a day.
With
and
no food.
Yeah, with no food. Yo, the stories are quite sad. Yeah, you know? I think even someone even passed on. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
From like what? From what?
Just being cold. Hypertension. Yeah.
Yeah, hypothermia.
Hypothermia. That's the term. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. Hypothermia. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
So, must have been wild, eh?
Yeah. Ugnigilum nagi male snow. Try to give him an arm for the male snow. Get mad, that's the money snow. You know what the fuck, man? Money snow.
Dudu Lux is here. Shots is here. Jason is here. Jason, our events coordinator, is here. It's going to be a great show. And Jason is here.
Of course.
Yeah. Jason's got content for days. Yeah. Tato is here. Neo is here. Fat Checker is here. Simpiwe is here. So I wanted to do a Q&A with the chillers because we haven't done one in such a long time.
Oh, damn.
Nice.
But the questions were pop as usual, man.
Oh, chillers. How many years we going to go through this each and every year?
Yeah, this is why we stopped doing Q&As.
Even at live shows, we don't do Q&As.
Listen to some of the questions. What happened to Robert Boy leaving PNC? When are you having Naledi and Mnaga on the show?
Whoa.
Give three of the best Amapiano songs to help someone that knows nothing about Amapiano. Rate the crew's members' dress style from worst to best, like stuff like that, man.
Who must do that? You, Mac?
Me?
Yeah, like you don't care even about like fashion and stuff. Yeah, I don't. Who would be the? You know what I mean? No.
Oh, I like really this one. How is Mac like G's leadership style? When he fucks up, are you guys able to call him out?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I can
say something.
I can.
Yeah, I think Kanye can. You and Kanye are very close, but I think also me. But you know, I hardly do because you hardly like fuck up. And when you do, the first person to ask, so that thing was it, you know? Like, but you hardly fuck up, man. You know, you hardly fuck up.
Mm.
Yeah. But I'd like to believe we've got an open relationship. I mean, you tell me when I fuck up, and I'm open to it. You know what I mean? Like,
Who fucks up more between me and you?
I do. I do.
What do you do?
But not professionally.
Yeah, not on the show.
No, not on the show. It's like hey, what for the wise? Yeah. Hey. I'm not behind the scenes. Nah, not professionally. I'm a professional. Personally, that's my like friend, you know. You like, yo, bro, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh shit, yeah, my nigga, got you. Yeah. Thank you for that. I always appreciate it.
But you listen, that's what I love.
I listen, bro. Yeah, I always listen.
Hey, wild times.
I'm a good listener.
Well, wild times, eh? Remember bots?
Hey. No, Twitter bots. Like the bots on Twitter. You know the bots on Twitter? Yeah, wild times, bro. Wild fucking times.
Anyway, so I thought we should play another game because I really want to play a game today.
Okay, let's play a game.
So the game is each person from the crew is going to get a mic and he must ask someone, anyone
in the room.
Just one question.
Okay.
That you've always wanted to ask.
Okay, cool.
Because we've been together for a few years now, ne?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We've been on the road together, working together every week. So I'm sure there's one question that you've always wanted to ask.
Yeah.
It's a safe space, guys.
Yeah.
It's a safe space.
Yeah. Damn!
Must I set the president? Must I start?
Yeah.
Must I start?
Yeah.
Can I start?
Yeah. I've always wanted to ask Dudu and Simpiwe, have you guys smashed?
No.
We've all wanted to know. Thanks for asking. Matt, we all wanted to know, yeah.
Bro, I saw red flag when we went to, we're on the road, right?
Yeah.
And then we went to Simpiwe's house.
Yeah.
And then we were hungry. And we're waiting for the other bus or whatever.
Yeah.
So me and Kanye were like, hey, man, can you have some food? And we're like, hey, this food is nice. And then Simpiwe was trying to mask it as if he cooked the food.
Okay.
He was like, no, but you're just a sound guy. There's no way your food can be this nice, bro. We found out, it's leftovers.
Yeah.
It's leftovers.
From last night.
From last night.
Yeah.
Which level is that, though?
Bagapigin.
Some gravy or
yeah, it was like a beef stew.
Yeah, but that's my posse.
Yeah. Inside, that's a suta, you know? So.
Wow. Dudu, you were answering?
Yeah, Dudu answer.
And you guys are always together. Always.
Yeah.
And do you stay in the same? You sleep over sometimes then, eh? By St. Peter's. Do you stay in the same area?
Yeah, we stay like literally very close to each other. It's like a road.
It's an intersection. It's an intersection.
Man, can I enhance your question?
Hey, do. It's an intersection.
Yeah.
Dudu and Spiwe, have you seen each other naked?
Mistakes happen, guys.
No, we've never. But someone has walked in while I was naked while we were on tour in this crew. And it wasn't Spiwe.
Wait, but who was it? You gotta tell
oh,
us.
Oh yeah, who was it?
It was Tato.
Ah.
Okay, and then what happened?
Tato on tour has got a visa.
You walked in by mistake.
Oh, okay. Tato!
I once got laid because of that.
Oh, so, walking in by mistake?
No.
How?
At Y, there was a girl that I was really, really close with. We were together all the time, just kind of like Simpiwe and Dudu. And then everybody thought we were smashing. So this one time I went to a house, we were drunk, and I was like, hey, you know everybody thinks we're smashing? Might as well.
Damn, and she was like, yeah, I bet. And she was like, yeah.
I'm like, I don't really think so, you know?
Wow, okay. So, Spiwe, not Dudu.
Yeah, all right, cool. Next mic, let's start with Simpiwe. Yeah. Let's start from here. Simpiwe, who do you want to ask a question?
Damn. Oh, man. Dudu, njengoba bathi, we spend a lot of time. Can I smash?
Ah!
Oh, no. Might as well. Hey,
dude, what's the answer? What's the answer?
Oh, yo. If circumstances were different, maybe.
What do you mean?
If we're circumcised.
Like if we like didn't like work in this environment together all the time.
You'd smash Simpiwe.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So why is working together a problem? And I'm not saying you guys must, but I'm just curious.
No, just so we can all be chilled and, you know, have a nice time without...
Have you seen it ruin somehow people's colleagueship when they've done... Why be a mover? I've never seen it ruin people's, like, interactions with one another.
Though, am I wrong? At times it does.
For anything, it brings you guys together.
Yes.
Okay, sharp. Sometimes it brings you closer.
Morale, team morale.
Yes.
Sometimes then it can cause, like, some issues. Later on.
It only causes issues if someone catches feelings.
Right? And we can never know. I feel like Spiwe would catch feelings.
Are you a catchist, boy? Are you a fallist? Are you a catchist?
Because that's how it starts, dog.
Yeah, once this feeling involves, it's going to end in tears.
Always
especially
does.
Especially when we... Especially Miss Kala sitting eyes. Siakapana. Yeah boy, and then someone doesn't want to let go of the hand, Mrs. Kapene is a figure like Siakon. Always.
But you haven't like friend zoned him or anything, eh? You friend zoned him. Oh, that's the worst, man. That's the worst.
Did you friend zone him like from the get-go, or it got to a certain point?
No, the
like...
worst is brother zoned, you know, or sister zoned. That's when you are like family. You are like family to me. It's one thing if
you're friends.
Man.
You are friend zoned. No, brother zoned.
Who?
Like me and you, I think.
Oh no, this is a brother
zone.
Yeah.
At this rate, we are twins. Me and you, we are twins. We were born in the same year.
All right. Okay. Next question. Fed Checker, who do you want to ask a question?
I don't have a question.
Fed Checker.
So, we all know that your previous relationship ended. Why didn't you disclose it to us and we had to find out in other ways?
How did you find out? In what ways did you find out?
In other ways, so why didn't you just disclose it?
She's a woman, you know, woman. Yeah.
Wait, how did you find out?
And what's the cause between you and your relationship ending?
No, you can only ask one question. And I'm going to answer the first question. First question is, because I didn't want, you know, to get unwanted attention from women and from people asking me, hey, why, what happened, etc. You know what I mean? And I've parted ways with her.
Yeah. Then when we've parted ways with her, tell us that we've parted ways.
It's not a group assignment. It's a relationship. If
I understand.
I leave a relationship. You guys are my colleagues. I shouldn't be like, oh, guys, let me announce.
We're invested in that relationship.
You were giving a shot in Dubai. What shots were you giving in Dubai? Yeah. In Dubai, remember?
We were all out. Remember, we went out. We were clubbing together.
Oh yeah, that came along. Lovely, that's beautiful. She joined us in Dubai.
Oh, for real?
Hey. Oh damn, shit happens, man. Come on, shit happens. You know, I wasn't married. If it's a marriage and I've just gotten divorced, of course I'm gonna tell you guys that. You know, you, Mutuakawa, Tuwea. But like, it's just like we were dating. Even though it was serious, but it came to an end.
But I agree. Okay, obviously, you don't have to grow apart. You don't have to say it on the show.
Because
you never said it when you started dating on the show.
Yeah, so I never announced it.
But
exactly.
at least tell us, dog.
Yeah, could have been a side thing when you just arrive here.
Could have said it in the group.
Like, by the way, guys. Yeah, drop a text on the group.
Oh, by the way, hey, every time I send a message in the group, 2 seconds.
Hey, they even call you. Is everything okay? Did you see how I respond? Matthew, did you see how I respond? Check out the boss. Did you see how I respond?
Let me send a message now. That was fun.
Yeah, so I didn't want it, you know, to even affect work. I just wanted life to go on as usual. I'm not like mourning or
But we are more than colleagues, dog. Don't lie.
I know.
You can drop like a broken heart on the group.
I'm very private. I just didn't want to
even with us. Even with us.
Come on, man. I'm very private, guys.
Did you know how I found out?
How?
On the show at Rustenburg.
Yes, I also found out that day.
You guys were never going to know until if it was for that call that we had to make on stage.
Now we have to find out like where she lies.
How, bruh?
Imagine.
Why would you want me to call my girlfriend on stage? Why do you want me to call my girlfriend on stage? And I told you before the call, I'm like, I'm fine now, we can't. It's like, I'm fine now, we can't, boy. Yeah. So that's why I just wanted life to go on as usual. Like Shonwang, man. Sometimes people, when you're out of a relationship, people treat you like a shonero or something, you know. Like, are you okay?
Weird now.
Yo, nimfonele, nimcheke, you know.
Weird now. You trying to get someone else or we just living life, you know?
I'm dating someone.
Yeah, he's got someone.
Yeah. Remember when... She called while we were doing the show.
Oh, that's your new hun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know, you see, the reason why I don't want to mention it, so that now you guys are all thinking, isn't it too soon?
Yeah, because I'm also thinking
exactly, that's why.
I don't give a fuck, dog.
Come on, nigga.
I don't give a fuck,
man. I'm worried for you. Are you healed?
Am I? I'm healing. No, I'm good to move on, but I'm healing.
But well, I like sometimes
no more getting bored. You again, there was who again the crowd. You ask no click anyana, but you grand, you know.
I liked your ex though. She had good vibes, bro. Mm.
Yeah, she's a good person.
Good energy. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good person. Good, very good.
How did you fuck that up, bro?
Yeah.
How did
you fuck that up?
Yeah.
He's studying now. He thinks I'm the guest to come on the podcast. This guy. I'm like, listen, nigga.
No, I believe it was Saul who fucked up. I'm also sure.
Yeah, it was me who fucked up.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, it was me.
Is it because you're not ready for like something serious?
Are you scared of commitment?
I've always been ready for something serious. Mm. I'm not scared of commitment. We're together for like 3 years.
Yeah.
My shortest relationship must have been a year and something.
Was it
so? I do commitment. I do like proper dating if I date.
But
I don't,
then, do you commit and be loyal?
Yeah.
Was it an Unati thing and bad boy thing? You know where they grew apart?
Yeah, pretty much. We pretty much grew apart. Different goals, different things. You know.
Do you think it takes courage to realize in a relationship that okay, fuck, I need to pull the plug here because we've grown apart? Instead of just carrying on because we've been together for 3 years.
Yeah, and people think that, yeah, she's going to pop the question. Yeah, she's ready, etc. Yeah, you have to be mature because you're essentially leading someone onto a destination that is not going to be there. So you just have to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, next. Neo.
Yo, I am struggling with the question right now.
Come on.
Yeah.
Anyone, boy.
It's okay.
And I knew the relationship one was gonna come from someone, but I'm glad we have it. It's time.
I didn't think
now.
About that. Eh?
Yeah. Nice one, Boosie.
I might as well ask the one that you know she was asking the second one.
Okay, fair checker. Yeah.
Because I don't have.
No, we grew apart. I just said we grew apart.
Okay.
Like it's Benonson. Come on, man.
There's nothing you wanna know from Tato.
We grew apart.
Nah, I know everything about Tato. Man. Cool.
But we don't.
Yeah, well, you ask him.
To you blood,
I know everything.
Okay, my guys, we'll come back to you.
We'll come back to you.
All right, Tato. Neo was thinking of editing. He's not here.
Yeah. They editing in silence.
Tato. Give me fire, dog. Give me fire.
Yeah, I also don't have a question. But let me ask Shorts. I've always wanted to ask Shorts. A dog. Why is your relationships not lasting, in fact? Like, the longest going to get on boards, and I don't know if it was in confidential or ganjan, but you told me that the longest was how 8 months.
8 months?
Get a YouTube short.
So I want to know, is the issue the girls or...
Do you need a dream, Besu?
Man.
Or maybe you're scared of commitment or maybe, I don't know. I'd really like to know because I'm struggling to understand. Skipper's the longest at this age, bro. So I want to know, Doc, if you don't mind.
Okay. I think the main reason is because... It's me. It's never the person. It's me. I get bored quickly.
Oh wow. Damn, bro. Yeah.
Like I commit easily, but I also get bored quickly. Very, very easily. Also I'm just consumed by my work so much and that sometimes deviates away from my relationships and it's tough to maintain relationships, especially romantic ones.
Is that how your last relationship ended?
No.
How did that end?
That one ended. I don't know if I can say that. But yeah, that one ended. So this girl was with another guy, you see. So no. I found her with another guy. No, not like that, the way you're thinking about it.
Which other way is it?
There's another guy, dog.
Oh, Korpakishi.
Yeah? What's this?
Damn, it's called that.
Yeah,
oh shit. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No.
You know when you leave your house and then some nigga go korpakish.
Hey, shit. Why lucky la my handy egg on the fuck? Korpakish,
no, long story short, I met her The one from Rustenburg. You guys are asking about the one from Rustenburg.
Yeah. That's so the one we know.
So I met her in Rustenburg, and I met her. She was with a guy. You understand? She told me later that she has a boyfriend. And now this is already us inside the relationship, you see. Long story short, yeah, I borrow my car, whatever. And then weeks go by, then she tells me that she ended the relationship
with the nigga. Yeah.
But only to find out, no, she's lying. And I only found this out with my car. If I never borrowed her my car, I was never going to find this out. Because there was this time, I was in Cape Town and my car was in Rustenburg.
Oh.
Right? And then I only found out through a tracker on my phone that no, this girl has been visiting this guy.
Ooh, with your car.
Was this before or after? Before the accident?
This is after the accident. The recent one.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Yeah. So I found out that she's been going to see the guy and then went with my car.
Kakoloya how?
Shy mod.
Yeah.
What if I'm shy? You know why announcing us? It's like she's providing everything, like Iposi, Imoto, everything. Why can't the guy nigga make a plan? Rustenburg was like 2 hours away, man.
Shit.
No. So I'm saying that she was with a nigga. And then they stayed together in Rustenburg and everything. But she was lying to me that no, Bakuyen or what. It's time for us to be serious, only to find out she's lying all this time. But I wasn't going to find out if I never borrowed my car.
Oh, true though.
You know, and something in my mind just said, just check where your car is. And then only to find out, like, yeah, it's been making visits there, you know. So, but yeah.
Next time I buy the first brick, go to Sharper's dinner. One decide.
Ish, Duana, yo. Ish. Yo, short, man. Hey, this game, man. Hey, that game looks cool.
So if it wasn't for the car, you were going to pursue?
Yeah, it was getting serious and everything, you know. I was going to meet her parents.
Whoa.
Everything like that, you know.
Were you giving her money? Like, why was she so into you?
I wasn't even giving her money. And my whole thing was like, yo, man, like, you... And she was the one with more money than me. You know, and I was like... Why me? Like, I'm just a cameraman, you know? I'm just, you know? And you doing all these big things, you know?
But you were laying the pipe, ne?
Yeah, of course.
Ah, that's why. She probably wasn't getting it from the nigga.
But then why would she drive just to see the nigga if he's laying better pipe?
But it was in Cape Town.
Yeah, right, Penduka.
Yeah.
If she has more money, why is she driving your car?
Oh, no, her car. Her car was messed up.
Did you see it messed up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure. Maybe she borrowed the nigga her car and then...
I don't know.
And he messed it up.
Yeah. All right, Dudu Lux. Shots.
Oh, shots. Yeah, your question,
yes,
bro.
Yes. Who are you asking, shots?
Okay, I want to ask Piwe.
Aha, let's go.
Piwe. There was this one time in Botswana. Damn. You know? And I want to know, my main question is, why do you never like taking accountability? Because... That situation in Botswana made me realize that, you know, as Piwe Fana, you don't like taking accountability.
Mm.
You know? So I want to know why you don't like taking accountability.
What happened? What's the situation?
Context.
Give context.
We need context.
Oh, so in Botswana, long story short again, in Botswana, we did a show. After the show, we went back to the hotel. Now it's Piwe's phone is at the other hotel where the other crew was sleeping, Boblex Studio, right? His phone was there. And now he's pursuing me to call his phone. But I'm like, yo, it's Piwe Joe. Your phone is there. Just sleep, you know? But he wanted to, he wanted to make missions with his phone, to get his phone and call. It's like, this is girls. 2 a.m., girls, whatever.
Baddies.
You know?
Yeah, baddies.
He wanted to call baddies. I'm like, yo, it's Piwe, it's 2 a.m., let's just sleep, man. And now I go to his room and I give him my phone to make a call. And I'm like, okay, sharp, I'm going to go sleep. But I need my phone first before I go sleep. And now this guy is now swearing me. He's telling me to, yo, fuck you, bro. No, fuck you, man. Fuck you. I don't need your phone, man. For sake, get out of my room. I'm helping you, yeah. And Manje, so I want to know, why don't you like taking accountability when you're wrong?
Spill is wrong.
That just sounds like he was drunk,
man.
That just sounds like a drunken nigga thing. Drunken oaks.
You must take accountability.
What is a smaz?
That situation,
The problem was, ne? Uhlula amantombazana wena. In general.
In real time.
In real time. Damn. And manje ngibonile ukuthi kuyafana noma even if I can, because I was trying to call to Uber, because remember the girl you are with ended up Ubering me. Because ubonile ukuthi what you are doing was fucked up. Mm. I wanted to leave. I wanted my phone. Sharp ungcedile wanginika phone and then wayihluta so ufuna ukuhamba. So I was like, "Ah, uyangithelela." Young Teddy. And the shots wanted to fight with me. I was like, damn. Oh, it's not that deep, bro. It's not that deep. Maranyag nga nya chung.
Wow.
Hey, we need to go back on the road, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, my che. Can you bring some zook?
Zook flavor.
Zook flavor.
Some zook flavor, fuck.
No, but my question is just simple, man. It's directed to Saul.
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask the homie, bro. Like, dog, why do you think I'm from Zim, bro? Like,
there is absolutely. You see, everyone is laughing because everybody thinks he's from Zim, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with being from Zim. You know, own it.
No, bro, like, because, you know, sometimes I'll be at the shows and a gent will just pull up and just start speaking short. And then I'm like, yo, dude, what are you saying?
I didn't start that. The podcast started it. I didn't start that. I think it was Zongeni, and you're like the only Zongeni that we know of or whatever. It's like a joke, and there's nothing wrong if you're from Zim. But I didn't start that. Why? I feel like it's unfair to ask me. I just heard people say that, and I hopped onto it. You're like, ah. Cole, yo, bro, what's going on, you know? So, I don't know, man. Okay. I have no idea who started it. I didn't start it. So, I don't know. I can't answer you. I genuinely don't think you're from Zim, you know? Like, there's nothing wrong even if you're from there. But, like, I don't know who started it. I found it here.
It was Mac.
It was Mac who started it. Who started it? Usbu.
Oh, Usbu.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I didn't start it, bro. So,
but,
like,
are you from Zim, though?
No.
Oh, okay. How come there aren't any other Zongenis? You're like the only Zongeni. Where are the other Zongenis, bro? You're like the only Zongeni. Even on Facebook, you're like the only Zongeni. Where are the other Zongenis? Where are the other Zongenis? You're the only Zongeni.
Yeah, but there isn't a Zongeni in Zim, bro.
I don't know, but on Facebook, there's no other Zongeni.
Yeah.
It's yours that got us. What is it meant to be? It's Zongeni. Is it meant to be something else? You know, like maybe sometimes Home Affairs fucks up spellings and stuff, and then you find yourself with a very unique surname.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, because there aren't any other Zongenis.
Oh, okay, cool. No, that's fine, bro.
Okay. Now that's all good, bro. Like, it's all good, man. Like, yeah.
All right, cool. No, that's fine.
Damn, right, bro. Cool. You've been holding that in. Like, not in particular, I've been and that's I'm on bad guy. Latina Sejala. And there's nothing wrong with that. Come on, man. You know? You're good.
My advice to Jason would just learn Shona, my guy. Just learn Shona.
Once.
It's okay.
Once. Yeah. Course lady, yes.
Oh, okay.
Your question is to?
My question is to Tibla.
Tibla.
Tibbles.
Yes. So that just to spice up with the for the guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, they stay together, the crew, the Black Studios crew. Mm. So, Tibla, between either Neo's sister or Tato's sister, who are you taking?
Hey!
You have to choose.
Yeah. Who is smashing?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
You know, and I've never spent time with them or seen them too much, so
I can see how they look like.
Yeah, I know how they look like. Uh-huh. Yeah. Besides Neo's sister, I hardly...
Based on looks.
I hardly know her.
No, you don't have to know someone to smash them.
I don't know Neo's sister. I only know her voice.
Yeah, but...
I've never seen her.
I've seen Neo's sister picture.
Yeah, I've never. I know Neo's family, but I've never seen Neo's sister.
This brotherhood. You're lying,
you're lying.
I know Neo's mother. Okay, who haven't you seen? Whose sister?
No sister.
Okay,
show her a picture.
Show her a picture. Yeah.
Mara still, guys. Aye, guys. I wouldn't smash, dog. Like, I think I'm a
hypothetical.
It's not that it's
going to
happen.
It's not that deep. It's not that deep.
Nah, dog.
Tibbles. Ah, dog, your sister's phone should be like a wallpaper or something.
No, sister, Mara. I, guys. Can't. Yes, yes. Same wizard.
Have you seen both of them? I haven't.
I saw Tato's sister on my picture
I've seen Tato's sister. I've seen Neo's sister, I think, also.
Right? Yeah, but Neo's like sister many months ago.
How would you describe them? Like, what do they look like?
Neo's sister, pretty, very pretty, but both of them. Tato's sister's like very young also. The teacher, right? Yeah, very young girl, man. Yeah. Mm. But they're both cute, Shab.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, from what I remember, they're both cute, man. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, Tibbles, while he finds the picture, what's your question? Who do you want to ask?
Okay, I'll take this. My question is to McG.
Oh, my daughter.
Yeah, good one.
Oh, my daughter.
Finally.
So, what it would take for us, the whole crew?
Damn.
I'm not saying Black Studios only or Shorts or it's pure, the whole crew, for us to like get fired, like really, really, like you are done with us.
Oh, that's simple.
That's a good question.
Kind of, we haven't been dropping the ball lately, you know.
Mm-hmm. Drop an album.
The ball, man. So la. I shoot. So what would it take?
For me, it's anyone not doing their job. That's it. That's all it takes. I mean, you guys know we're very like free spirited here. It's very laid back, chilled. I mean, sometimes it doesn't even feel like work, but I think once you start dropping the ball on what you're meant to do, that's when it becomes a problem.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So they can drop albums.
Yeah.
You can drop an album. Just make sure you do the show as well, yeah?
Drop nudes, drop anything. It's fine.
Yeah, if you do your job, dude, anything else doesn't matter, bro. Like, for me, doesn't matter. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing our job.
Yeah?
Are we doing our job?
Are you fired?
Okay. Are you feeling for your job?
You know? Okay.
So, damn, man. Yes. Shit. Whoa. Give me the mic. fuck. It's so difficult coming up with these questions, right? Bongueva, I don't have a question. You're my nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, actually, bro. You don't have a lock on your phone. Like, don't you, like, do you have another phone or something?
No, not even.
Don't you know privacy? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, like everything on my phone, Naledi knows. Naledi knows literally everything.
Beautiful.
About me.
Shit. Yeah, beautiful.
Like literally, I got nothing to hide.
Wow, that was a warm up question. Yeah, warm up!
Okay.
Yeah. Yo!
Ah, so.
Hi, man. Vanang so tea in the boy.
We don't have all day, chief.
Yeah, but guys, come on, man. Man. Hey. Van, I don't have any questions, dog. I swear to God.
Oh.
I swear to God.
After warming up like that.
Yeah?
After the warm up.
I had one, Van. He was in. Jason, don't overtake you. There are the questions there.
I'll send you one. Let me send you a question.
Yeah, send me for now.
Yeah, look in your phone.
Yeah, I'm Temple Mac.
Even Neo. Yeah.
Now, I said I want to play.
Now I've lost the question.
Yeah. No, remember, he had no question.
Oh, shit.
And then
no.
We skipped
him. We must go back to him. Ne? Saul Penduka.
And Tibble hasn't answered.
And Tibble hasn't answered. Man, just choose a girl, bro.
There we go. I sent it to you.
Oh, it's Neo's sister.
He chose Neo's sister.
He chose Neo's.
Come on. Why?
I think about Mars. That's what he said. That's his reason.
Jason, are you gay?
That's a good question.
You should have asked him, bro. You should have asked him.
Like, but Jay,
why
Jay?
Am I asking?
Give him the mic. Oh, man, are you okay?
Are you gay?
Guys, please cut this part away. Ah,
guys. Another cut out. Guys, by the way, the question is five, man.
No, guys, no. No, I'm not gay.
But how come we've never seen you with a woman?
Yeah, because... What? You haven't?
No, I haven't.
No, man, it's got a Botswana wife, remember?
Yeah,
Botswana
from girl. 2018.
They're still vibing.
Are you still with the Botswana girl?
No.
Oh, he's not, dog.
For real?
Yeah. And they was forced, my man, because she was the only one without a nigga that night.
Oh, damn.
No, it doesn't. No, she doesn't.
I was taking one for the team.
No.
Wow.
I think.
Bro, it's the same space. If you're
not gonna judge, bro.
We're not gonna
come on. The homies have seen me in action.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen me in action?
Yeah.
What action?
Tatara. Tatara.
But, bro, it's fine, man. Yeah. Like, we're not a judging team or something.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, we've
heard. What the hell is this?
We're respectful and tolerant of people. Different walks of life.
My thing is, what I want to know, because I'm on the road with Jason all the time. And you know shit that happens on the road, right? I've never seen him with a lady. I've never seen him pick up one. Pursued. Roadkill.
I'm professional, bro.
Maybe he's professional. God, remember, Jason runs a club, so he's exposed to these things and girls like every day.
Yeah, but he's also a nigga, dog. And he's single. He's not married.
So he's never professional. Has he put a girl on the road?
Never.
I take my job seriously, bro. So
scuffed in?
No, bro.
Not even scuffed in.
No. I'm saving myself for marriage, bro.
What job do you take seriously? No jobs.
No, but it's honestly just you.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought Jason was gay, dog.
For real?
There's no way, bro.
I never saw.
No way.
Like, I don't know. Me not seeing him with a honey or pursuing.
That's because usually after we die, you go to sleep.
Yeah, I go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so you guys have an after party?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh. I've never really thought about it. I've never seen him with a girl, but I've never automatically thought, "Ha, he must be gay," you know? Because I don't know. I wouldn't tell, you know. I wouldn't tell, but I wouldn't suspect him that he's maybe not straight.
Got you. Now, your question.
Question. I know you have a lot there. Send me a question.
Oh, yeah.
I have. That's what I have.
You still couldn't think of a question.
Okay.
Damn, bro.
Let's move on. Speaking about after parties, right?
Yeah.
I want to read the story, and then after this, I got a question, right? So it looks like Jackie Pamotse feels vindicated after the P. Diddy freak-off made headlines. She says South Africa has its own similar cult, such as the hockey club. She wrote about it and nearly sent her to jail for alleging that the Khumalos were apparently involved in a certain sex act with a rapper, allegedly. In her own words, this Diddy situation remains true to what I've written. It doesn't matter what you call it. Freak-offs, hockey clubs, every country has its own. However, the truth remains, I hope one day you accept the reality. One day, very soon, the elites will have no way to hide. So my question is, what is a freak-off?
I feel like isn't it like orgies?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I mean, Diddy, it sounds like it's meant to be a party where everybody gets freaky.
Yeah.
Right? But we all assume and think it should be consensual. Everybody knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And if people have taken drugs, they've taken drugs you know, on their own accord. So that is what I would call a freak off. A general freak off. What people do in the night. Some, there's parties. You pay the entrance for the party. You know what I mean? I mean, Prince KB was invited to host one. He's got the whole sex champion tag. And he says he got an email to like an orgy party. So I'd classify that as a freak off. But obviously, Diddy has different definitions.
So a freak off is an environment where a lot of people are drunk, taking drugs, and just fucking each other.
Some sober. Yeah.
But it's all consensual.
They get freaky with one another.
They get freaky with one another.
Yeah.
So if it's all consensual, and I'm just asking, so why is Diddy going to prison then?
It's consensual up until you drug people, up until you spike people's drinks. So about over and above the drugs that they maybe are willingly taking, some it's alcohol, but remember all the bottles of alcohol were spiked without their consent. And some people he paid. It's male prostitutes, female prostitutes to come to the party. However, then things get done to them that they didn't consent to. You know you can rape a prostitute, right? Just because you're paying her doesn't mean now you own her body and you can do anything. Unless she says you can do anything. You can drag me and if I'm passed out, do anything. But no one agrees to that. So that's where it starts becoming a crime. Then I heard also there's like racketeering. I don't know the definition because with Diddy, it may be shoving tennis equipment up someone's ass. But there are other illegal things that are in there. Because you literally have IV drips. And also you're recording people without their consent. Exactly. And you're blackmailing people as well with these recordings. All of these are crimes.
Because I remember when I went to my first summers, when I got there, it's the summers, right? Then it's the after party. But then there's another after party that you have to be invited only if you're like a celebrity or whatever. Mm-hmm. So are those freak-offs?
What happens there?
Because like, freak off, Durban July. You know what parties, happens? You know what happens?
The third after party. It's like, what happens there?
No, but you know, like Durban July, for example, is that not one whole freak off that weekend? Because it's parties and then it's after parties and then people go to the hotel and fuck one another.
Yeah.
So that's a freak off.
Yeah. That sounds like what a freak off should be.
But you can't label it under Durban July. It's Durban July is an event on its own, right?
Yes.
What then happens
but you
after?
Know why everybody goes to Durban July?
Oh, okay.
It's for the freak-offs.
Yeah.
Even these ANC rallies, the freak-offs.
Oh, even there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, when they go to Mpumalanga and all these places, these niggas are fucking, bro. I'm sure they got a truck of baby oil on the highway on the M3. Guys, you've never heard of that. So that's why I'm confused. Like, is that a freak-off? Like,
a freak-off sounds like it's a sex party, man, you know? And those are generally like consensual. Like people consent and then they do their thing.
Even Tony Fontaine. You know Tony Fontaine, there's the party, then there's the after party, and then there's a room only limited people per invite are allowed in there. After the after party.
For real?
And then that's where like everybody's just fucking, you know? So that's a freak off.
Yeah. It sounds like a freak off.
So then freak offs have been happening then.
Yeah, I believe they've been. Yes. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
So the only problem is that Diddy started dragging people, recording people, bangazi. If he didn't do that, then he wouldn't.
Yeah, like you can't lock people in. You know what I mean? Like you can't lock people in.
But with
it
what
can't
you're
like
saying...
you can't go out, and then there's you know, like you can't do anything against people's will, as much as it's a freak off. You can't. Lock people in.
So let's say we have Sunbet, right?
Yeah.
And then we have an after party.
Yeah.
And then after the after party, we have a freak-off session. That's legal.
Yeah. As long as everybody's of age, as long as everybody agrees, and as long as everybody still has free will to leave whenever they want to leave or opt out. Okay. Yeah. Nothing illegal about that.
Okay.
You know?
You were saying no go
morally sleep. Wrong things, but nothing illegal about it.
So from these things, like from my understanding and just from my perception, what I view from this is that it seems like it's not even about a consent thing. It's just more like a power thing, having power over someone.
How do we draw the line to say this is legal, this is not? Because it sounds like they've been happening.
Yeah, they still happen.
Yeah, freak-offs been happening, bro. Sex parties happen. Yes. People, there's groups on Facebook. When Facebook groups used to be a thing, there's WhatsApp communities. Oh, these things happen, bro.
And that's legal.
Even the OnlyFans girls, you'd see them posting like flyers of like sex parties. It's like whatever, 2,000, 3,000 rands to enter and et cetera. Yeah, those are legal.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's prostitution is not illegal in South Africa, but also if you just invite people, nobody knows it's happening.
Prostitution is not illegal.
No.
It is, not. Bro.
Is it?
He's.
Is it legal now?
Yeah. Oh, it's been illegal.
It's been illegal.
Yeah.
It's been legal.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, my bad. I didn't know that. It's legal.
Yeah, dog, that's why they arrest him on the side of the road.
It's illegal.
It's legal.
It's
what did I say, guys?
You said it's legal.
No, I said it's illegal.
You said it's always been legal.
Okay, we heard him wrong.
Oh, what did I say?
Watch the show. Watch the show.
I said illegal.
Yeah.
I said it's not
illegal.
Oh, my bad. No, 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 it's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but generally, we know strip clubs, there's pussy being sold, etc. No one can walk into a house and say, there's prostitution happening here.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, people do that. Those are like sex parties. That's what a freak off is, I'm assuming.
Fat checker?
Prostitution in South Africa is illegal, whether you're buying or selling it, including related activities like brothel or pimping.
Okay, but what's the definition of a freak-off according to the internet? What does it say?
Let me go back.
So I've been struggling with
there's
that.
There's many words for it. I feel like there's many words for it.
Like Jackie was saying.
Sex parties, bro. Yeah.
Sex parties.
Whatever you call them, they've been happening and they always happen with people who are very gents or women who are very rich who can obviously buy the services of sex workers to come and please them.
According
and
to
sometimes
Jackie,
it's just everybody buys in and does it.
Because according to Jackie, the hockey club is, they have dinner. It's high profile people.
Mm-hmm.
They elite. They have dinner. And then after dinner, some people must go. And then the people that remain, they go into different rooms and are just, you know, going wild.
Wow.
And if you stay, it means you must know that there's a possibility you can get chowed or you will chow.
Yeah, it's time to leave.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be chowing or doing anything, you leave.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how everybody's like, yeah, I've been to a daily party, but I left before that shit started.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. It's like, right. Who stayed then?
Nah, the tapes won't come out. But also, it's unfair to assume everybody who's been there has partaken in these things.
Of course.
For example, I've been to Twane Fontaine. I've been to Durban July. I didn't know that people were gathering in some rooms
you
and doing things.
Know.
I didn't know.
You didn't get the invite.
No. So I'm the guy at the party who just drive home.
Okay, Mac,
thanks
did
for
you
a good
go?
Night.
No,
did
you get invites?
No. I've never been, but I know it happens.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like,
what
the
stopped
ANC
you from
raise,
going?
As you
eh?
Say, I didn't
what
know.
What stopped you from going?
Because that's why I'm not there. That's why I'm not there. I mean, that's not the reason why I'm there. Yeah, I'm there to gig, make money. Usually Durban July, we have so many gigs, bro. There's not even time to do a freak off.
But it's when gigs are done, remember, it's like
yeah, then you
after
sleep,
4 o'clock in the morning.
Because it's something, because I've always been a nerd, right? It's something like cool kids do.
Yeah.
I've been to so many parties where everybody went into different rooms in high school and they were kissing or whatever. And I was just left there playing PlayStation.
Fondling your joystick. Mac, what are you doing?
You know what I mean?
The slang definition of a freak off is to have wild, unorthodox sex. And then the direct translation of a freak off is to masturbate or ejaculate.
Or like jerk off.
Yes, to jerk off.
Freak off. Yeah, so it's a sex party, man. But I mean, yeah, you can't just say unorthodox and do things to people that, you know, they are uncomfortable with or record them.
Did he as well? DJ had a party 5 days on a private jet.
Mm.
They're having a freak off for 5 days on a private jet. And even now, before they arrested him at that hotel, he wanted to have one more freak off.
Oh my goodness.
Just one. Before I go in, just one. That is crazy.
Dude, I would love if Diddy started a podcast, dog. Like, and just told all the stories, bro. Imagine the shit we'd hear, bro.
But I don't think he would ever would, because obviously it will just, he'll be exposing himself. He can't.
Yeah.
Imagine if you say, okay, we drugged that person and then we did this.
Yeah. But he's got nothing to lose. He's in jail. He's in jail.
Oh, true, though.
He's got nothing to lose. That's why he can call the podcast, nothing to lose.
And he's not eating in jail, right? Like, yeah, because he's worried people
are going to. He's fearing for his life, yeah.
They're going to poison him. They're going to Epstein him.
Yeah.
Like, kill him for those people who are avoiding him testifying one day he's in court, nothing to lose, and he's just spilling all the beans.
And I heard that he's also on like 24-hour watch because they are fearing that he could actually.
Suicide watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this thing's going to be crazy, man. Let's look at some of the headlines. Sean Diddy Combs music streams jump after arrest and sex crime charges. That's crazy.
I think people are trying to, because now things slack differently now. When he's talking about, like, even his interviews, everything.
Yeah,
then he always makes mention because he was, like, notorious for his parties.
For his
parties, what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now whenever he mentions his parties, it's like, oh, shit, you view them in a different way. So I think that's why people are listening to his music.
Leonardo DiCaprio breaks silence and hanging out with Sean Diddy Combs as picture emerges of him at notorious parties. How is Justin Bieber connected to Sean Diddy Combs? Selena Gomez recalls weird encounter with P. Diddy while dating Justin Bieber. So apparently they're alleging that he rocked Justin Bieber.
Yeah, and Usher as well, right?
Yeah, and Usher. Yeah. Mm. Justin Bieber's father-in-law, Stephen Baldwin, issues cryptic warning about Diddy. Diddy's kids break silence on horrific conspiracy theories. What else is here, man? 1,000 barrels of baby oil and freak-offs. Cat Williams sends warning to Sean Diddy Combs' inner circle after arrest, about to snitch on everybody. Yeah, no, that's gonna happen, dog.
But do you really think he's gonna talk and snitch?
I think they're gonna off him. I think he's gonna turn up dead.
It's literally Jeffrey Epstein.
It's literally like so many powerful people, dude. You know, like,
over all these years.
Yeah, really powerful people. And they don't want their names out. Some people have families and they want to hide their shit. Some didn't know that they were recorded, but they know they've been to the party. Do you risk the files coming out and tapes coming out that you're in that you never knew you were in? Or are you going to make a plan? Or if I know 10 others who are there, are we not going to sit together around the table and be like, how are we going to get rid of this problem?
And there's a lady, you must Google her on YouTube. Her name is Jaguar Wright.
She's been talking for a while now. Yeah,
she's saying that she alleges that Jay-Z is even worse than P. Diddy. Like, she's on Jay-Z's ass right
for
now.
For real?
Yo, it's crazy, man. So imagine, Jay-Z doesn't want that coming out.
No, a lot of people, like really rich. Jay-Z is a billionaire. How many other billionaires are out there? You know, Clive Davies. I don't think he passed away or something.
Do you guys?
But many CEOs.
Russell Simmons.
And music moguls, exactly.
So many people, bro. Bali or something.
And people have been resigning, man.
Yeah.
There's a guy, Universal Music Group in England, who resigned now. So people have been resigning in New York, who used to work, there was a black mayor. They've been resigning. And there's all these links to Diddy. Even in the music industry, people have just been resigning. This guy now, one of the heads at Universal Music in England, I think, in the UK, resigned. He's going to do some Bible course and religion, turning to religion or whatever. And yeah, man, even there's a top boss in the US was also accused of some funny things. So people have just been resigning from their positions. Everybody's shit scared.
I've got my own theory, and I could be wrong, right?
Yeah.
I think how this thing started is, remember there was a company Diddy was working with.
Diageo.
Diageo, yes. So they owned Ciroc, but he was on an influencer payment structure.
Yes,
right?
Ambassador.
So he was the ambassador. He pushed Ciroc, whatever, and it did really, really, really well, right? And then I think there was a point where he wanted his fair share of the pie. And, you know,
equity,
right? Yeah. And I think that's when he went to his handlers or the guys, you know, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. Mm. And he wanted to start his own alcohol brand because he saw how successful Ciroc was, right? Mm. And then obviously because these guys have control of everything, they don't want someone of that color to succeed. You know what I mean? They always want to own everything. So they said to him that, okay, cool, you can start your own alcohol brand. He wanted to start a tequila because America tequila started booming like 3-4 years ago. So he wanted to start his own tequila. And then they told him, okay, cool, you can start your own tequila, but we want 50%. 50 of that brand. And that's when I think he told them, fuck you, I want 100% ownership. You know, I want to just do my own thing and leave you guys. And they don't want that. You know what I mean? And I think that's when this shit started unraveling.
Man, I'm hearing so many stories.
The same thing they did to Kanye West, remember? When Adidas wanted to fuck him over. But with Kanye West, he didn't have freak offs. They didn't have anything they could nail him on.
Yeah. But I keep hearing different stories because the story I heard was he did have his own thing, a brand, selling it, I think, under Diageo or whatever, and then they shelved it. And then there was a dispute there. And then the other story I'm hearing, there's a lawyer who was making a video, and he said what actually happened was there was someone who wrote a book and then said, here we're writing a tell-all book. She was involved in these freak-offs. And
it was Cassie's book, apparently.
Cassie doesn't have a book. It's Kim Porter.
Kim Porter.
Cassie doesn't have a book.
Yeah, but then it was like, we are going to drop this book. It's a tell-all, whatever. And then the guys, the lawyers, they have a way of shutting it down, etc. And then Cassie caught wind of that.
Yes.
And then
Cassie said,
I'm coming out. And she got a settlement of 30 million.
Yeah.
And then that's when all hell broke loose there. When people are like, oh, shit, there's money to be claimed. I know the shit. I heard. I was in a freak-off. Ha, fuck, he came in my eyes or whatever. Mm. And then everybody started coming out. And I'm hearing different stories as to why.
It's because he pissed off the Illuminati, dog. Because remember, the Illuminati controlled the media space, right? And if you check out, everything has been coming out, it's via the media. So even the Cassie video came out via CNN. It wasn't just a random person on Twitter posting that video.
But isn't it a random person who had the video and then...
Listen, dog, you see,
a copy and sold it.
You see,
when it was best time.
You see, like in SA, right?
Yeah.
You find politicians who fuck up, right? But they always still stay in politics. They just change positions or they lay low and then come back up, right? Yeah. Because everyone has something against everyone, right? Mm-mm-mm. So whenever it's time to pull, press play on whatever. What's it called? Leverage you have on that person. You can. So what's happening to Diddy, like everyone in Hollywood, if you check it, has done it before, you know? Like,
definitely.
It's nothing new. Like
the world over, yeah.
The world governments, over.
Parliaments, we always hear about this in stock exchanges.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we always hear about this. Wall Street.
If he didn't piss off his handlers, they would have shut it down. Because the moment CNN has a copy of that Cassie video, they call the person, they call the people who own CNN and the Illuminati or whatever. They're like, hey, we're in the presence of this. Should we squash it? Whatever. And then they give the go-ahead to say, squash it. So things like that always happen without us knowing. So whenever it comes out, it's because they want it to come out. They want to fuck him up because he's maybe being too greedy or he's not listening to them or now he's just doing his own thing. He's getting AWOL and they can't control him.
That can be true. But also, it can be true that when you do fucked up shit, eventually it comes out organically. Eventually, when you fuck people over
for
a long time, eventually what happens in the dark comes out in the light without any people from above pulling strings. That also could be possible.
Yes, it comes out organically, but this didn't. Where did the Cassie video come out from?
I don't know.
It was CNN.
It was CNN.
It wasn't
CNN got it from a source.
Yes, they've always had it, dog. Why is it coming out now?
CNN always had it.
They've always had it. They have leverage on everyone, dog. If you don't toe the line, if you don't do what they say, they'll fuck you over. Like now. Easy.
I get that.
That's what I'm saying.
That footage was retrieved when there was that whole raid. So that's when, it's not like they always had it. It was only after the
raid. Cause Diddy bought the copy, right? The only existing copy and kept it in his stash.
It wasn't for the raid. The raid, they found multiple sex tapes. Why did they release only that one? Not all of them. That has always been an arsenal they can use to take Diddy down. Just like now, Jay-Z is toeing the line. He's not pissing anyone off. He's doing what the masters say. So now, there's nothing about Jay-Z. But we don't know what has been squashed before it reaches media. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the moment that Jay-Z decides he's a Kanye West and wants to change how things are done and be all revolutionary.
Challenge the top.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They've got shit on him.
Own shit
and shit will come out.
Owning.
You know what I mean?
So is it the same thing with Michael Plausible. Jackson, with Bill Cosby? Because this is when these things
good
come
question,
out, and then they
question.
Start saying, no, actually, like Bill Cosby was about to buy, I don't know what, it was...
buy the rights of something.
Yeah. Or Michael Jackson was about to take over and buy this and that. This is why then we had that whole Neverland scandal.
Because it's always like that when a big black man goes down. It's always like, oh, he was up to something and they decided to mute him.
I don't know. I can't.
Well, what about Epstein? Who did he fuck up? You know? Because he was dealing with a lot of like super rich people's monies, bankers, all these guys.
I don't know, dog. I don't have all the answers. But what I'm saying, like, it's when they want you to go down, they'll make sure you go down.
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
it. Like,
because that's power. That's like power.
Take away Diddy. Take away the name. Mm-hmm. This could happen to anyone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anyone in definitely. Hollywood, because they all do the shit. Hugh Hefner, all these guys, all these big execs, all of these fucking, if you do research, dog, they were all doing it. Everybody was doing it.
Mm-mm. Generally, rich people around the world do it.
Yeah.
Everyone. Where there's power, because you do as you please and you want to satisfy your manly or human desires, you know? Mm. With freedom,
impunity.
With impunity, without any limits. Mm. And money buys that. Mm. You know what I mean? Get a whole lot of ladies, you're alone in your own house. You have not did it.
But anyway.
It generally happens.
Cos Lady, what else you got for us, man?
Hey.
I'm still on this topic. Do you know that also Kim Kardashian is being investigated by the FBI?
Exactly.
So it's alleged that she's been dragging prominent men to acquire important documents and business secrets, like for personal gain and blackmail. So it's also, it's very like, ooh.
Dude, the America.
The whole
just,
family loves black males.
America's hell.
Drop it. It's wild, man. It's wild. Even Kim.
What do you even talk?
Like, okay, I don't get it. Like, why can't one just be satisfied? Because Kim had a good thing. They have a good thing going. They've got the Kardashians. They've got all these makeup products, right? They're super rich, if not billionaires. Why blackmail people? To gain more power. Like, I don't get it. When is enough of legit success? Why do you need to cross the line and go into like the dark world and illegal things and blackmailing and all these things?
That's my question.
When you're so successful already just from having legit business.
You can only eat so much. You can only spend so much money. Like, what's...
It's about control, guys. It's just control.
Power,
yeah.
Control, power. Yeah.
It's
not even about money
control now.
It's weird.
Over people.
Didn't expect that. Kim could, or the random name thrown in.
Did you hear she said she's got a crush on Jude Bellingham?
Oh, gosh. Jude must not do it. Like, honestly. And she's old, man.
Yeah,
she's
like
super young.
She's like 50s, like 20.
Yeah, he's like 20,
Kim
whatever.
Is like 40-something, 42 at most.
But imagine if it was the other way around. If it was a guy saying they have a crush on a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa. Yeah. Oh. 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 Up in arms. Whoa. Feminists. Whoa. Everybody. The woke community. Everybody would be up in arms.
Yeah.
They'd be like, predator. Let's call him a predator and call for his cancellation.
Yeah. No. Speaking about cancellation. Ah, did you guys hear?
Who's been canceled?
Our boys are getting canceled, dog.
Oh.
Who?
Shits and gigs.
What happened?
The podcast. From the UK.
Yeah.
So no one is forgiving them?
Hey,
what
amazing. Fed Checker, can you please tell us what happened, man? Shits and gigs. Those guys are amazing, man. Those guys look like sweethearts. Why would anyone want to cancel them, bro?
Hey, man.
Yeah, they're always just giggling and just having fun and just...
Yeah,
I love watching them.
Shits and gigs, yeah.
So...
How are they in the shits?
And no gigs are coming.
Yeah.
So James and Fuhad had an interview with Andrew Schools where they mentioned
Schools.
Schultz.
Andrew Schultz.
Schultz. And through this interview, they were basically degrading black women and speaking foul about black females. So a lot of women saw that and they wanted them to get cancelled. They did send out an apology video explaining exactly how everything played out. But Andrew came back to state that they were given the options to cancel anything that they didn't like from the podcast. And they chose other things besides that specific topic. So is their apology really genuine? And should they be given another chance? Since apparently this is not the first time they say foul things about black females.
Has anybody heard the thing?
No, I haven't, man.
I'd really want to hear the thing and talk about it once I've heard the thing.
Mm.
But for me, I really want to hear the thing.
For me, not a true podcaster until you get cancelled.
So welcome to the club, boys. Join the club.
Shame, man. I really want to hear the thing before I comment on it because... Yeah, it could be. I could be hearing something else as well. You know what I mean? Because I remember when we got cancelled, we didn't think if we would have sat five times and said, what should we remove from that episode? We're not going to remove that joke. Till we saw how people reacted to it and were like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? But also, it was not like something malicious, intended to be malicious. So I want to hear the thing.
So it was just Andrew just making like racist jokes and then they never didn't call him, they never called him out. Instead, they just laughed along. So that was the biggest issue. But the joke specifically, I can't remember. I did see the clip.
Andrew Schultz, the one who does the thing with Charlamagne.
Yes.
Oh, very funny guy. Yeah, very funny comedian.
And if you watch him, that's how he speaks.
Yeah.
He's, like, that's his character. He's not a racist, man.
Nah, I wouldn't think he's a racist. I mean, I've seen some of their content. I wouldn't say the guy's a racist.
The thing about being canceled.
But can you say something racist without being a racist? That's the thing.
You can.
You see, we're not the transphobes, right? But the joke is that joke was definitely with transphobic tones.
Yeah,
even though we're not trying to hurt anyone.
Yeah. Don't say that joke. Say my joke.
But I'm not a transphobe. So it's possible someone can say some racist shit, but they're not racist.
Yeah.
And especially when they're not, because they feel like internally they know themselves that this is what I'm not. And when I say this thing, I'm distancing myself from it because it's a joke. And those who know me know that, hey man, I'm no racist. So I think it's easier to fall into that because you're so comfortable with yourself not being a racist. You think you can say something racist and people are not going to call you out because you're known not to be a racist. So it's also possible.
And the thing about cancellation is that it's always something you never thought of. Like, I'm sure those guys, they probably could watch that episode 100 times and wouldn't pick up we're going to get canceled for
That's
this.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
It's always something that you never think of.
Ever.
The one,
it's like, oh.
You know?
Yeah,
and if they really, really do feel bad about it, then it's good that they apologize. But if they're doing it for PR, then that's another thing. But I mean, having watched their stuff, I think they really mean it, man. They're not guys that are out there to be like shock jocks.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's not their style.
It's not their style.
Yeah, no, I'm not for cancel culture, bro. Like, honestly speaking, I would really want to see it first, you know. But yeah, to cancel someone, you know, you're literally saying they must just sit.
No, man, it doesn't mean cancel. It's just people are mad. That's what it means now.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't want them finished.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's not like really canceling now. It's just it's outrage.
Is it outrage or really canceling? Are they saying let's stop watching? Deplatformed.
YouTube, remove them. Because that's what they were saying for us. YouTube, deplatformed.
According to...
Barry Crenshaw, stop sponsoring.
They thought there was a white guy out there who says, put that white bottle. It looks like me. Put that white bottle in. It looks like me. You better leave it there, boy.
According to TikTok and Twitter, the ladies want them cancelled because they're saying it's not the first time that they are experiencing such incidences where they would say something foul about black women specifically. So a lot of black females don't want them. They want to deplatform everything because they're saying that they're not fighting for them as black men.
They can bounce back, man. They can bounce back.
Nah, they'll be fine, man.
They'll be fine.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
It's hard to cancel guys like that, man. Those guys are big.
Speaking of podcasts, maybe they won't even like me talking about this thing, but the funniest thing happened. So Timo Touch was on El Tito's podcast, right? And then it trended because he also like was very arrogant about a lot of things, you know, and his success, etc. I didn't watch it, but I kept on seeing clips. And then Jigga Jigga was gone. It's gone. Like, they deleted. I don't know whether he, SABC called him because it also said something about his deal at the SABC. You know, he mentioned a whole lot of things. I can't go into great detail, but I was seeing, you know, videos and stuff. And then Jigga Jigga, it's trending because it's gone. I don't know what the fuck. Did anyone watch that full thing?
Mm-mm.
Or some of it?
Wow.
It's gone. Like, it's gone. I don't know who got cold feet, but I'm sure there was... I don't think El Tito would want to remove it because it's numbers. Yeah. Surely the instruction came from Timo Touch. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, but he's got no backbone. It's his platform.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Haven't we had people try to ask us to delete shit? So many times. Like, anyone like, hey, sick Buzil, just keep paying. And then it's up. They're like, remove that thing.
No.
We forgot the delete button. Somebody's placed it, is sitting on it. We can't get him off. Yeah, I found that strange, man. That was the strangest thing. But you're right. Like, why delete it? But
why
then again, he'll probably say he does things differently. You know, it's a different platform, different, his own rules. But also the people
they probably scared him off and said they're not going to give him money anymore and stuff like that. Like, they're going to fuck up his bag. That's the only reason I think El Tito would take something down.
If it's okay, yeah. But I just found it so strange, man.
Is it also where his Touch also said or insinuated that the reason why there was the fall of Touch HD was because of the people he employed?
Yes, it's that. And yeah, he said that.
How
and then,
do you blame
and then
if, okay, but...
What, there was smoke. There's smoke here. Can you see the smoke?
There's
smoke, literally. Anyway...
Jason, is that your toe?
Oh, my vapor.
Oh.
My vapor.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Some podcast and your vape. May as well bring the Prima stove. Yes. In the hub, the Prima stove. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the interview. He mentioned he's got houses he's never slept in. He mentioned a whole lot of things, man. You know, I think he said he's the highest paid DJ or whatever. One of the things got him in trouble and they needed to delete
like
it.
That good content.
Dude. I knew it was gold.
I would have put it up, though.
That thing was trending everywhere. I'm like, okay.
Give the people
like,
what they want.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Touch is going off. Oh, God, it's gone.
Are you serious?
Got cold feet.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder why, man.
Wow.
It's not for everyone, this podcasting.
Are you calling him?
No.
Oh.
I want to play you a video of a podcast that's trending on my WhatsApp. I don't know this guy's name, bro.
Is it the one where the girl says she slept with 15 guys?
No.
There's another one trending.
I don't know this guy, but he's trending on my WhatsApp, dog. He was saying that people that go to gym should go to hell, and I believe him.
That old man.
Once bavula umnyango anywhere in the world la kuchingwa khona mabavula umnyango but manje it's a time for training idimoni nalulangene
idimolengene chimye yakho lengene idimoni
qaba lengene ngo 5 mokuvula lengene idimoni ngani ikhetha ama dumbbells ikhetha ama dumbbells
idimoni lengene ngithi idimoni yibo abanye bodybuilding. So good abantu bachinchi mizimba yabo. It is because bangene spirit sama wrestling and ama wrestling ama demon. Ama demon.
So lune spirit sama wrestling.
Put any mic.
Who big show?
Put any mic. Spirit sama wrestling. I hope this man doesn't have a church, eh? I think people will follow him.
No, he has a church, I'm sure.
And people who follow...
He's a pastor.
But the problem is...
He's a pastor, this guy.
Yeah.
He's a pastor. Ah,
guys.
Is it pastor Google Enigma?
Google guy.
Pastor Enigma.
Wow. Hey, this nigga kills me,
dog. I've been listening to these clips.
I'm at wrestling. So again...
So I love God, and I love bodybuilding. And for a long time, I had no...
No, it started playing that. But anyway, you get the deal.
It's been trending, yeah.
It's been trending.
This shit is funny, man.
He even said it's wrong because the only position to do sex position is missionary. All the rest is just like, it's demons. Like, it's sex position that is just proper that God allows is missionary.
He even said, you girls with weaves.
Yeah, I know. We are, well, at this stage, no one is entering heaven.
Everybody's going to hell according to that guy, man. Even jewelry.
We're not allowed to wear jewelry. So.
Man, what podcast is that? We got to shut him out, man. I don't even know.
Actually, big up to the host. Like, I loved it. The way he just allowed this guy to go on and on.
Of course.
And
he knew it was gold. That was gold.
Like, I loved this because, yo,
No, Altino would have taken it down.
Make you a problem, bro. Meg, you're a problem.
Fat Jacka, yes.
Meg is a problem, man.
The name of the podcast is Daily Hustle, and it's under the Chris Network on YouTube.
Nice, man. Nice.
Daily Hustle. Shout out to them, man.
And before Mboro? We go, man, what about Mboro?
No, how did you guys feel about Mboro?
Hey.
That interview. Yeah,
wow, boy.
Since we're on pastas, hey? Or should we have brought a pasta enigma?
Hey.
Who's enigma?
Mboro, man. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
While he was talking, he got me because there's things that he is saying that is true.
That is true, yes.
And there are things that he is saying that he's like,
yes.
But he got me because like there's things that he's saying that I'm like, okay, no, this
is
true.
Yeah.
But it's about sifting the truthness to what works for you.
Nah, after time, I'm flu pamora. You kept laughing. You really think like we're buying this thing, you know? And you can't say you're lying because of you don't have the facts to back it up. Like when he says he's cured HIV, he's cured this, he's brought someone from the dead. Mm. So how do you say you're lying? You know what I mean? Then he says no, the hospital this, but you also allow people
but
to.
But the thing is, he'll contradict himself. If you listen to him long enough, there'll be things that you first he will say things like, okay, raising people from the dead. But then at some point he said, you can't. The person must not have died long time ago. It must be passed out kind of phase. You know, so it's like okay.
But dog, you can't dispute that there was points where he was preaching. There was points where he was talking the truth.
He dropped a lot of facts.
Yeah, he did. But half of the time we were shy.
I think when you watch Pastor Mboro or anyone like those guys, guys who are like very street smart and can
Gift of the gab,
right? Mm-hmm. You have to know yourself.
Yeah.
You have to know yourself. Otherwise, you'll get lost.
Yeah.
Because there's stuff where I'm like, okay, cool. Now I can hear what you're saying. Yeah? And then here I'm like, okay, now you just.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's how you get people who end up and it's like, this guy's like, and you're just one of them.
Tabo Besta gives me those vibes as well.
Ah, say, very... Very
even GP Maorange. Hey, Maorange was dribbling us, eh?
Yeah.
No, not GP Maorange. Who's the one with the podcast?
Skim Sam.
Skim GP.
Yeah, oh, Skim GP.
Skim GP was
yeah, I know.
Even Maorange is a podcast. Yeah.
No, but he wasn't dribbling.
No, he wasn't dribbling.
Yeah, no, he just spoke.
But he's also
a Skim GP is a master.
Ah, no, yeah.
I wonder how they learn that shit. Where do you guys learn that shit from?
What are you guys? Who's you guys? Who's you guys, nigga? Who's you guys? Who's you guys? Like, hey, bro, who could have about people who are ex-convicts? Who are you guys? I'm like, you're not
a weak guy.
Nah, bro, but you get smooth talkers. You get smooth, what did she say?
Watch the show.
No, man. I'm not a but I've never... So here's it's an inside joke, right? I told these guys a story of how many years ago I got arrested, because I had had been driving, but this is many years ago, so it's a running joke. Obviously, I'm holding said ass, you know? Yeah.
Okay, I really want to know, how is it that Kasi niggas are so good with the tongue?
No,
like,
bro.
Is it because the environment, like you have to hustle your way out of everything. Like when, from the moment you're born, like how?
I think there's con artists from all walks of life and there's smooth talkers from all walks of life. You may have most likely have been conned by a guy from Ekasi because obviously, of all the South African population, the majority of the population is from Ekasi. So if you're going to get robbed, if you're going to get raped, if you're going to get all these things done to you, statistically, it may be someone from Ekasi. It's not a trait that people have within Ekasi. It's just that there's con artists who grow up very rich, who decide they don't want to do honest and honest living. They want to con people.
So it's a personality not a Ekasi trait. It's not a location.
No. It's not a location thing. It's a personality thing. Correct me, anyone, because not going to be a Ekasi. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, Ekasi niggas just, it's like they're born with
it. Like, if you're going to get your phone stolen, it's most likely going to be from a dude from Ekasi. That's economics, though. Mm-hmm. So, if you're going to get someone committing crime in South Africa, they most likely are from Ekasi. And that's just economics. It's not a talent thing, right? Mm. And so, you're going to get con artists, a lot of them, and smooth talkers who use it for crime will be from Ekasi. It's not like it was an Ekasi. Makfagai software update to be Mashai, you know what I mean? Like, Makfagai software update, good. Oh, we're first law, yeah. 10.0. Not really.
No, you're good with, I can say something right now, you can get out of it quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's not Shasha.
Shasha
is to sit and lie and make up stories. I don't make up stories. I make up stories and lie to you guys. I don't know it. Like, I don't know it. It's American Five. I don't do that shit. Get out of here, bro. I'm good with my... How? I'm good with my words. Yeah, I'm too much time. Fuck out of here, nigga. Yo, I'm not a con guy.
No, you're not a con artist.
Yeah.
But you can get your way out of the situation quick.
With words.
With words. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's not a gassy thing. It's maybe that's how I am, or how my mind is a bit of a fast sort of. So like, yeah, but it's not a classy thing, man. Why is man like that? It's like you guys have sat down and pulled my leg and that. Nah, man, come on.
Hey, man, we out of here, man.
Oh, I got a DM. Hold on. I got a message. I think we forgot to address this.
Yes.
It's from Matulu Mtimkulu Mulotan. It says, "Hi, it's me who mentioned you in my parliament speech. My name is Matulu Mulotan, ANC MP." So I was like, shout out to her.
Matulu.
Standing
ovation for Matulu.
Yeah, shout out. We're in parliament because of her. Shout out. So I had to, because fact checker forgot to get the name. Oh. Then we closed the show last week without mentioning her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Would you smash her?
Oh, mama.
Yeah, but she looks like she's into young guys.
Yeah, but man, she's in the double barrel, double team cool. And that's not a tree I want to climb, man. So, yeah, as I'm picking the profile, I was like, hey, my old lady. But I wouldn't.
Oh, before we go, man, I got an announcement to make. So, Chiller's Punch.
Yeah.
Spirit Cooler.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Since we dropped it last year, has been the fastest selling spirit cooler in the country.
Wow. Yeah.
Shout out to all the chillers, man.
I saw a post by Paper Cut. He used to be a DJ, still a DJ, I think. Tabang Paper Cut. I'm not sure his surname. Anyway, he was saying he doesn't drink a lot, but he was giving few alt drinks a shout, saying, they kick, and it was Grandeur and your Chiller's Punch, especially this one. They're like, it's super potent. And then they also mentioned another gin brand. I'm a percentage.
Life is short, man. Can I tell you a funny story? So at the family trip, the camping trip, so I took 24 of each, 24 of this, 24 of this, and a 24 of Grandeur.
Shit.
So my uncle Fresh was mixing.
Rockstar.
He had Grandeur and was dashing it with Chiller's Punch.
Rockstar.
From during the day. And then at night, we had a meeting with the whole family. You know what we discussed?
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes, oh, you know me. I think this. Eventually, after 10 minutes, they had to kick him out. He was being disruptive.
Shout out to Uncle Fresh.
Oh, man.
It knocked him, my man. It knocked him, dog. It fucked him up, dog.
How do you dash?
Anyway, shout out to the Fresh, Chillers. Man. It wouldn't be anything without you guys, man. Standing ovation for the Chillers, guys.
Oh. Shout out, Doc.
We out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye.